And you were actually the PI on that study. Let's move on to GIST. And Emily, I asked if you could briefly review the publication that actually, I guess, got started last year at ASCO and was presented at the plenary session, the 1 versus 3 years of adjuvant imatinib trial. And then we'll chat a little bit about adjuvant treatment in general.
So this study was a study done by the Scandinavian Sarcoma Group. The trial was SSG18, and as you mentioned, it looked at the duration of adjuvant therapy after resection of gastrointestinal stromal tumors, 12 versus 36 months. And this came on the heels of a previous study done by ACOSOG, Z9001, that looked at 1 year of adjuvant imatinib versus no treatment in patients whose tumors were greater than 3 centimeters. And in that study, there was a clear improvement in progression-free survival, and it ultimately led to approval of imatinib for this indication. But I should mention that it was clear from that study that patients who went off therapy, there were a large share of them that recurred, many of which within the first few years after going off drug. And there was no obvious improvement in overall survival, leading people to wonder whether adjuvant imatinib simply delays recurrences as opposed to leading to cures, and begging the question of whether longer therapy would be better. So that led to SSG18, which was a randomized phase III trial. Patients who had resected GIST that were deemed to be at high risk for recurrence were randomly assigned to receive either 12 months or 36 months of therapy. And I should mention that the high-risk definition in this trial was a little bit different than the previous trial. It was tumors greater than 10 centimeters or tumors with a very high mitotic rate, over 10 mitoses per 50 high-power fields, or sort of a moderate size, greater than 5 centimeters and a moderately high mitotic rate. So about 200 patients per group were assigned. The primary endpoint was relapse-free survival. And what was shown in this study was, in fact, there was an improvement in relapse-free survival, with the 5-year relapse-free survival was 65% in the patients assigned to 36 months of therapy versus 47% in the patients assigned to 12 months, and this was statistically significant. And interestingly, there was also an improvement in overall survival, but this has to be interpreted with caution because the survival data are not yet mature. And then a final point from the study is that it should be noted that about a quarter of the patients in the group that received 36 months of adjuvant therapy went off therapy for reasons other than progression before they had completed the therapy. And this compares to 10% in the patients who only received 12 months of therapy. And, you know, it's worth noting because the toxicity overall wasn't particularly great. There were some grade 3 or 4 events, but a lot of the toxicity reflected grade 1 and 2 events. But I think it's a theme we see with these targeted agents in chronic therapy that sometimes the low-grade toxicities over an extended period of time may lead ultimately to patients going off therapy, and it has important implications for duration of therapy and optimal duration of therapy and what's achievable. So this has led to a shift in the paradigm yet again, with a trend now towards even longer durations of therapy in the adjuvant setting.